In our Sunday morning worship, we've been going through stories of the Old Testament. And this is the week that we have stories about David. And so today we have the most famous Psalm of David, the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." And in the biblical story, David was the youngest of all of Jesse's sons, and he was a shepherd. And when the prophet Samuel told Jesse that he was going to anoint one of his sons as a future king of Israel, David wasn't even invited to the audition. All of his older brothers were sent to the prophet Samuel. David remained behind with the sheep. Samuel briefly spoke with each of the sons and then asked Jesse, "Do you have any other sons?" And it was David the shepherd, the youngest, who was anointed as king. And in several other places in the Hebrew scriptures, particularly in the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, the ideal king, the ideal ruler, is compared to a humble shepherd, to someone who has a deep care for the animals, someone who is willing to risk their own lives to care for the animals. This was an ideal reflection of God's love, a shepherd's love. And in the New Testament, in the Gospel of John, Jesus is a good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. And in the Gospel of Luke, which is in a passage quoted on your bulletin cover, Jesus compares God's love to the love of a shepherd who leaves the 99 sheep behind to search for the one who is lost. And it always used to worry me, like, what if the 99 got lost while he was out searching for the one? And I think that what we're meant to assume is that the shepherd would then go and search for each of the others individually, because such is the shepherd's love for each and every single sheep. And truly, this is a pattern for how we should love. How we, our care for animals mirrors God's love for us. And the scriptures also speak of how the shepherds mourn for flocks in peril or for sheep who have died. And we certainly grieve heavily for our pets when they die. Every Facebook post about a pet who has crossed the rainbow bridge tugs at our hearts. And I've always been struck how in the song Bojangles, written by Jerry Jeff Walker and recorded by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, in one of the stanzas, you may remember this, Bojangles has a dog, and the dog goes with Bojangles everywhere. And one day the dog dies, and then the very next line is, "And after 20 years, he still grieves." We get that, don't we? We can grieve a pet for that long because they're such a part of our lives and a part of our families. And the hope that is expressed in the 23rd Psalm, that beautiful psalm that Julia read a moment ago, is that God, the Good Shepherd, will lead us to green pastures and to pure springs of water, and that goodness and mercy will not just follow us, but will actually pursue us. That's a better translation of the Hebrew. Goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life. Amen.